It is Thursday, November 15th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Art Center.
Hello.
Hello. I don't know if we can officially call this the holiday season, but we're darn close.
I think we're pretty much there. I mean, what is it, 2 weeks after Halloween? So
2 weeks and a day, yeah. And a week away from Thanksgiving.
I think, what are they moving? They're moving all the Christmas sales up, and the music has started already, and Black Friday is going to be like Black Wednesday or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing I want to talk about with you tonight doesn't really have a holiday attachment, Eileen Ivers.
Yeah.
But this is going to be exciting as part of 10 by 10.
Yes.
She's a multiple Grammy winner.
She has performed with all kinds of different ensembles, full symphonies, major rock stars. You know, she's pretty much awesome when it comes to playing an Irish fiddle. So, yeah.
I'm imagining there are still tickets left.
There are still tickets left. This one is on the 10 by 10 art series, so you can get tickets for $10. And I looked at the map just yesterday afternoon. There are great seats left.
We have the traditional 10 by 10 pre and post.
Yes, activities. We will have the pre-show conversation, and then we'll have the post-show little party in the lobby afterwards where you can share your feedback on the little sticky notes on the wall, and it should be a lot of fun. And it isn't holiday, so to speak, but I don't know, when I hear sort of rollicking Irish music, kind of has that flavor to me.
I agree.
You think about, you know, a party, a gathering of friends, you know, that feels sort of holiday-ish.
So that's tonight.
That's tonight, and that should be at 7 p.m. tonight.
Should be.
Yes.
That's the schedule.
If all goes well,
right.
It will be at 7. Right.
And then Billy Elliot is approaching.
Yes,
have
Billy,
I skipped over something?
We did skip over two shows, but let's talk about Billy Elliot just for a little bit. Yes, Billy Elliot, second Broadway show of our season. It opens on December 4th and runs through the 9th, 8 performances. A very, very, really high quality, fantastic Broadway show that we haven't seen here in Northwest Arkansas. It's never been here before. And it's based on the movie. Great movie about a young boy who wants to be a ballerina.
Now, this is a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, because I've only seen the movie, do you know if any of the T-Rex music or the music from The Clash makes it into the Broadway?
I don't. You will probably hear themes, like similar themes, but it's all original music.
Okay.
And Elton John is the man involved with that music.
Okay.
So it will have an Elton John-ish feel to it. And in the you know, the show won all kinds of Tony Awards. And I know we've talked a little bit about the interesting role of Billy in that he's, you know, he's a 12-year-old boy. He's on stage the whole time.
Right.
They travel with multiple Billies. Because the role is so demanding and they switch out. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to have them here. So if you obviously if you're a Broadway person, this is a show for you. But also if you like dance, a great show for you to see because there's some really wonderful dance pieces in the show. And it's about a young boy who wants to find his passion, which is to dance.
So. And that's early December. What did I skip over?
We skipped over another 10 by 10 art series on November 29th.
Right.
It's called All is Calm, the Christmas Truce of 1914. It's by Cantus, which is a cappella singing group, and Theater La Te Da, which is theatrical.
If you know anything about Cantus, this is one of the most highly regarded a cappella ensembles in the world.
Yeah.
If you do
deal.
A little bit of research about a cappella music, those who truly follow it, this is like their Babe Ruth, their Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, these guys are good. and they're combining with a theater company, which that gets the arts geek in me all excited.
And this will be heavily holiday flavored because it's a true story of when, for at least a night, Christmas Eve, I believe it was, French and German soldiers put down the weapons, came out of the trenches in World War I.
And they sang Christmas carols together.
Yeah, it's going to be a goosebump out of Raising Night.
It's
10 by 10.
It's 10 by 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's on the 29th. Two nights later, we will have the Sean Jones Quartet in the Starlight Jazz Series. Sean Jones is a trumpeter and apparently comes with a pretty energetic and fun band.
Yeah.
So there'll be two shows of that on the 1st.
Not a bad seat.
No, not in the Star Theater.
No, not even close to a bad
seat. Star Theater, you know, at the most it seats 170 people.
Yeah.
So if you buy one of the low price, you know, $11, $10 tickets, unbelievable, you can be, you know, 20 feet from.
You're putting the nonprofit in nonprofit.
Yeah, we
with
really
these
are.
Shows.
We really are. But we really want people to be able
to
see stuff. So we're trying as hard as we can to make that affordable. So we'll have Sean Jones on the 1st, Billy Elliot from December 4th through the 9th. And then we start this sort of full steam ahead holiday Christmas time. We'll have Mannheim Steamroller, their Christmas show on December 11th. We will have a wonderful little show for little kids on December 14th. It's based on the books Guess How Much I Love You and I Love My Little Storybook, mm-hmm. a wonderful puppetry show, perfect for kids ages 3 to 6. And then we'll have Wynonna's Rockin' Christmas on December 16th. We'll have Jim Brickman on A Winter's Night on December 17th. And then we'll have the Preservation Hall Jazz Band Creole Christmas.
Wow, fun.
That is going to be so much fun. I mean, Preservation Hall, you can't not smile when you hear their music. And then you combine Christmas with it, and that's going to be terrific. So obviously I will see you at that one.
Yes, you will.
And then Moscow Classical Ballet will be here doing the Nutcracker from December 21st through the 23rd, right before Christmas. Perfect.
That's crazy.
Perfect timing. Yeah, that's going to be really great. There are 4 shows. Tickets for that one, there are plenty of tickets left, but they are going fast.
I bet.
So get those early. And then we will go dark for a little bit. Theater Squared will have their Christmas show called Period of Adjustment in this period.
Which is holiday themed.
It is holiday themed,
to some degree.
It isn't, from what I understand, it is not, you know, like It's a Wonderful Life or Christmas
Carol. It's Tennessee
Carol.
Williams, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's Tennessee Williams, but it's set on Christmas Eve, and it has a theme of hope and redemption that goes along with that time of year. So they will have their concert. Also, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will have their Christmas concert. On the, I'm going to hope I get this right. I think it's the 15th. It could be the 16th. We'll talk about that next week a little bit more. And also our other resident theater company, the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center, will be having a holiday bazaar, I believe, on the 1st and 2nd of December.
Right.
It's going to be busy.
Yeah, it is.
In our buildings, which is really fun.
And I want to point Susan Hutchcroft, who is the director.
Mm-hmm.
She made the awards for yesterday's National Philanthropy Day.
Yes.
They were beautiful.
I love that.
They were beautiful.
I love her stuff.
Yeah.
I have several of her little vases in my house.
Yeah.
So yeah, her work is really great. So that's the Christmas lineup. And then if you are interested in purchasing tickets as a gift, that is such a good present. I mean, if my family was here, that's all they would get, would be tickets to things. I have a couple of shows for you. The first would be Catch Me If You Can in January. This is right after the holidays. Starts on January 8th. This is a musical version of the DreamWorks movie starring Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio. The musical does not star them.
No.
But it's a song and dance version of that really fun sort of con man chase story. And then our next Broadway show after that will be Memphis in February. We'll talk a lot about Memphis, but it's probably one of the best shows I've seen in the last 3 or 4
That's
years.
What you told me.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So plenty of great gift fodder for you at Walton Arts Center.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you. WaltonArtsCenter.org or 443-5600 or stop by the box office and visit us.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center. This is Ozarks at Large.